Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu, telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Friday session. Well, yesterday was a party on Dalal Street in the first half, at least, after that historic win came in for the NDA and Prime Minister Modi. 300 plus seats for the BJP alone, 350 seats for the NDA. And what did that do to the markets? Well, the Nifty scaled that 12,000 mark, and as did the Sensex, catching that 40,000 milestone. The India VIX fell about 30% as the election event got out of the way. But then after the party came in reality, the global markets did not do too well, and then there was a bit of a reversal. We saw nearly 384 points shaved off the Nifty from the highs, the Sensex and the Nifty Bank shaving off 1300 points off the highs. In fact, for the Nifty and the Sensex, it was the biggest intraday reversal in absolute points since Jan 21, 2008. So that's an 11-year hiatus after which we saw this big a decline. And there are a couple of reasons for this decline. The first one, of course, is a sharp run-up that we saw in the last 5 days. So the Nifty from May 16th lows, last Thursday that is, of around 11,143, went all the way up to 12,041 yesterday. So that was a 900-point dash that the markets had made, especially on the Nifty. But at that point, the global markets weren't doing too well. In fact, overnight we saw a cut of over 1% for both the US as well as the European indices, and the Asian markets are also lower in today's trading session. In fact, the Dow has corrected about 4% this month itself, down about 400 points in just the last two trading sessions, and we were outperforming there. Seems like the outperformance will continue. The SGX Nifty is indicating a 50-60 point bump up, and that's because a couple of reasons. One, oil prices, they are sharply below $70 per barrel now. $68 is where they trade. That is a positive for us. Secondly, FII flows in the cash market continue. 1,352 crores purchased yesterday as well, notwithstanding the index futures selling of around 1,400 crores. At the lower level, 11,500 to 11,550 is a key support zone for the Nifty, because both the 20 and the 50-day moving average is around that 11,525 mark. And 11,550 was a strong support level in April itself. Near-term triggers for the markets now, of course, will be global cues. We'll be dancing to global tunes now. And intermittent announcement coming in from the government. The key one would be announcement of the cabinet, key ministries, key portfolios, and the RBI policy on June 6th. Let's see what governor does. In terms of stocks to watch out for today, we have Nifty companies like Grasim and JSW Steel reporting their numbers. Important consumption mid-caps like Ashok Leyland, Bata, Indraprastha Gas and Page Industries also telling us about their quarterly earnings. Let's see how the street takes to that. Sun TV, the street did not like those numbers too much, honestly. 24% revenue growth, subscription growth was just 4%. The ad revenue growth was absolutely flat, and the margins, they declined by about 440 basis points. Reliance Cap and Rel Nippon will be in focus. Reliance Cap's offer for sale for about 5.25% stake of Rel Nippon opens today, floor price at 218 rupees per share. MOIL will also be in focus. They've inked a memorandum of understanding with the government, the Ministry of Steel, for production target of 14.75 lakh tons for FY20 and product and capex of close to around 210 crores as well. Oil marketing companies will also be in focus because, one, crude oil prices have slid to $68 per barrel, and petrol prices and diesel prices have been increased by 14 and 17 paise respectively. So the inputs going down, the output price increasing, should be margin positive. And more importantly, after the election event is over, usually people like the oil marketing companies because they believe that they get more flexibility in passing on crude price benefits or hikes. E-Clarks will also be in focus. The results were ahead of estimates. Constant currency revenue growth just under 2% at 1.9% quarter-on-quarter. We also got the margins expanding by 340 basis points quarter-on-quarter, as a result of which the net profit surged by 52%. All that and more. Keep watching CNBC TV 18, and thank you for listening.